Good evening. Oops. Don't hit the cord. Listen, I just want to say on behalf of all of us as pastors, thank you so much for coming out tonight. Thank you for being a part of our celebration here. And we've been involved in a series here in the last few weeks here in our church called The Light of Christmas. Oh, boy. And for the last 4 weeks, we've been looking at specific things in regards to light and the coming of Christ. The very first week, I shared with the folks that were here that God has sent his light for everyone. You know, some people think that they're beyond God's help. That is a lie. God has come to help everyone and anyone who would open up their hearts to him. The second week, we talked about how not only that God has sent his light for everyone, but he has specifically sent his light to minister to the dark places of each of our personal lives. There is none of us in here tonight that don't have some places that God's light needs to shine. And he's promised to do that. You know, it's kind of like putting a puzzle together. It comes out just right if you have all the pieces. And if we'll just give God the pieces of our lives, the parts of our lives, he will shine his light upon those places and make something beautiful of them. Then a couple of weeks ago, I shared with everyone that God not only sends his light into the world for everyone and specifically for the dark places of our own personal lives, but in order to walk in this light that he's brought to us, we have to trust him. We have to believe that he is, but beyond that, we have to trust him. We have to trust that he knows what he's doing in us. And then last Sunday, just yesterday, Pastor Josh shared with us that in order to be able to walk in this light that God has brought us, we have to be willing to obey. And obey is like a swear word today. Like, nobody wants to do that, right? Because we all want to do our own thing, but experience has taught us that when we look to do our own thing, it never seems to end quite right. Never seems to end quite well. And so God's brought us into this marvelous light of his that we might walk in that and benefit from that. But in order to do that, we have to be willing to obey him. I want to read to you the very first words of the Bible. It says to us, in the beginning, the earth was formless, empty, and darkness was over the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. In the midst of all of that, God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw that that light was good. If you fast forward a little bit and you go into the New Testament, the Gospel of John begins like this. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. For he was with God in the beginning, and everything was created through him. Nothing, not one thing, came into existence without him. What came into existence was life, and that life was the light to live by. The life light blazed out of the darkness, and the darkness could not put it out. The first passage I read to you were the opening words of the Bible. It's the beginning words of the creation account. The beginning of everything that we know as creation started with the coming of light. Before that, we read that there was nothing but darkness, emptiness, formlessness, and a sense of void. But with the arrival of light, everything changed. life began. And so we see the direct connection between light and life. The second passage I read to you were John's version of the Christmas account. As I read it to you, you may have noticed there was no mention of angels coming to shepherds. No mention of a young lady giving birth to a baby. No mention of wise men coming from afar. Instead, John chose to zero in on and to focus his attention on the coming of Christ and the light that he brings and the fact that darkness cannot stop it. Tonight, I want to light for you the center candle. And I want it to represent that the light has come and the light is coming. It will light. From the moment that you and I awake in the morning to the time we go to bed and close our eyes at night, light enables us to see. The reason that we can see ta-da! You plan everything out, right? I mean, I got here like a 4:15 and planned everything out, and a faulty plug in the floor. Anyways, from the moment that we awake in the morning to the time that we close our eyes at night, the reason that you and I can see is because of light. Light enables us to see the things that would be hazardous to us. Like you've all probably in the dark stubbed your toe on something because of the absence of light. It is light that allows you to see the world around you. It allows us to see not only the hazardous things, but the beautiful things that God places before us. Like a beautiful sunset or a beautiful sunrise. It's all because of light. It's in fact, not only does light allow us to see, a light allows us to see in color. For color is simply different waves of light and how that reacts to our eye and then how our brain interprets that. But there is more to light than you might first think. Light is not simply a bulb that we turn on or a candle that we would light, or the lights that we put on our houses right now, or the ones that hang on our tree. Light is the foundation for the existence of life. Without light, there would be no food to eat or air to breathe. It is light that causes plants to grow and to give off oxygen. When light is absorbed by a plant, the plant comes to life, and through that process, nutrients are generated in a plant. It is the nutrients that feed the plant, but it's those same nutrients that other animals eat, and they're supplied the nutrients that they need, that then again we turn around and eat and then supply the nutrients that we need. You see, it's not just food we eat. It's the nutrients in the food that keep us alive. And if you trace it all back, it is all because of light. While that process is happening in plants, plants give off oxygen. In case you didn't know, we need that to breathe. It's as simple as this. If a plant weren't taking in light, it wouldn't give off oxygen. If there was no light, there would be no oxygen. If there was no oxygen, there would be no life. Without light, there would be no life. But light not only has significant biological interest to it, it also has other interests as well. For example, if it weren't for light, this thing that goes on within our very system wouldn't be able to produce what's called vitamin D. Vitamin D is really, really, really important because it's what helps your bones stay intact. Like if you don't have vitamin D, you would literally fall apart from the inside out. And besides that, light is what causes another chemical reaction inside of us that has to do with melatonin. Melatonin is what enables you in a little while from now to be able to go asleep. If it weren't for light and the increase and decrease of light, you would either be excreting more melatonin than you should and wanting to sleep all the time, and having no energy at all, or if you weren't excreting it enough, let me see if I'm saying it right, or if you weren't secreting it at all, you would be awake all the time and you wouldn't have any energy as well. Without light, there would be no energy and no life. Is it any wonder that God chose light as the first act of his creation? He knew that in the natural, if it weren't for light, there would be no life. And so his first project, let there be light. And there was light. Light came. It came in the natural, and it was the beginning of seeing life go forth. So with that in mind, is it any wonder that there's many, 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 many references to God being light, and more specifically to this son of his that he sent would become light to you and I? You see, light is not just an important scientific concept. It is a vital part of understanding who God is and what our relationship to him should be. Just as light is required for life in the natural realm, so too is life required in the spiritual realm of our souls. You see, our souls are places that, just like the earth in the beginning, can be places that are dark, places that are empty, places that are void. But they don't have to stay that way. They don't have to be that way. You see, because tonight we celebrate that God sent his son, Jesus. He became the light of the world. And he wants to become the light of your soul. He wants you to be fully alive, not just in the natural, not just taking in oxygen and going about doing what humans do. But he wants us to be fully alive. That means fully engaged, fully vitalized, fully energized. And I'm here to tell you tonight, the only way that that can properly happen is for you and I to open up our hearts and let the light of the world shine upon us. And let that light begin to produce life in us. An energy in us, a vibrancy in us, in the very soul of our being. We should not be surprised that John talked about Christ coming in this way. He said that Jesus was life, and that life was the light of men. Dispelling the dark, eradicating the emptiness, and bringing our lifelessness to life. He's looking to bring restoration to us, like vitamin D is to our bodies. He's looking to bring restoration to the inner parts of our life, to who we really are. Paul got it. We know he got what I'm trying to tell you tonight, because this is what he wrote in one of his letters. He said, God, the one who spoke light into the darkness, has now provided an opportunity for light to shine in our hearts through the person of Jesus Christ. We need the natural light of God to stay alive physically. But even more importantly, we need the supernatural light of Jesus Christ to shine upon the places of our lives, to bring our hearts to life. Jesus said this. He said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never, ever, ever walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. I'd like to end, before Heidi comes to sing, by reading to you something that I found. It's kind of a wrap. Now, you never pictured Pastor Jeff doing rap. I said to a young man, he came up to me one day after the service, and he said, Pastor Jeff, he said, I know how you can grow your church. Just a young teenager man. And I said, how is that? He said, you need to do more rapping. He said, I want you to talk to Pastor Josh about singing more rap songs. I told the young man, I thought it was a brilliant idea, but I said, young man, listen. I said, I know you're very passionate about that. And I'm sure there would be some other folks here, but I got to let you know that some of the ones that are here now, they ain't going to be here no more. Right? But tonight, I want to read to you something I found. I probably can't do it justice, but I'm going to try. The name of this rap is called A Light Has Come, A Light Is Coming. Starlight, star bright, first star I see tonight. Deep in the dark, creation is bumming. A light has come, a light is coming. At 299,792,458 meters per second, a light has come and a light is coming. Light gives energy. Its waves and rays greet us with its bright, shiny face. Light speeds, it spreads, covering everything it touches. It breaks, it illuminates, it captivates. It stimulates the senses and eliminates the dark. It fascinates the children and generates a spark. It shines, and without it, we would be blind, literally. It is only when light enter our eyes that we are able to see. You see, we as a people living in darkness are in need of a great, great light. So is it any wonder then that all the things he could have chosen to create first, God said, let there be light, right? So in the middle of the night when the angels appeared to the shepherds fright, do not be afraid, they said, just go to the light. Starlight, star bright, firstborn son is born tonight. To the Virgin Mother, to his brother James, he uttered wonders and suffered under blunders to uncover the love we were meant to have for each other. A father and son shining so brightly, it is only just that we call him the light of the world rightly. This light was broken and spread, covering every sin that it touches, illuminating the truth, captivating our attention, and generating our tomorrows. So let this be a sign that the blind see, that water is turned into wine, that the broken are free, and that this light will shine into every crack of brokenness, over every horizon of hope, through every prison of promise. Behold a drummer boy, drumming for glory's homecoming and evil overcoming. Tonight we worship here before the light of the world, because the light has come and the light is coming. You know, the only difference coming to a service like this one or any other one that you would ever go to, the only difference a service makes in our lives is if we open up our hearts to God and let Him do His work in us. You see, nothing will change. We will all go out these doors and our world will remain the same if we don't let God, by His light, shine on the places of our lives. But tonight, I'm here to give you some good news. God has sent His light for everyone. Everyone. And He's willing to let that light find its way to the places of our lives that need it, which, by the way, is everywhere. So tonight, I just want to pray before Heidi comes to sing. Would you join me? Lord, where would we be without You? Our lives would be a lot like that earth that was first described, that are empty, formless, void, dark places, Lord. There's no sign of joy. There's no sign of happiness. There's no sign of being at rest in our souls, Lord. But I thank You tonight that You sent Your light. And that if we simply turn our face towards You and turn our hearts towards You, God, You will shine on us. You will bring life to us, Lord. And I'm asking, God, on this Christmas Eve of 2018, God, that everyone that's come out here tonight, Lord, would turn their eyes towards You, would turn their face towards You, would turn their hearts towards You, Lord. And let You do what only You can do in any of us. I'm praying, Lord, for those who are here tonight, Lord, who are going through some dark places of their own. Lord, I'm asking, let Your light shine on those dark places in their lives, Lord. Would You come through for them? Would You meet them where they're at, Lord, and take them to better places in You? Lord, tonight we just welcome Your Holy Spirit here. We welcome Your Son Jesus here. And we ask You, God, in each of us, Lord, breathe fresh spiritual oxygen into each one of us, I pray in Jesus' name. Thank You for coming. Thank You for bringing the light in Jesus' name.